Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk a little football. Let's bring him in now. The Super Bowl winning head coach from the Baltimore Ravens. Also the NFL Network analyst, our good friend of the show, Brian Billick, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you been?
I am doing great.
That is wonderful. Happy holiday weekend to you. Happy Easter and all that kind of good stuff. I'm sure you're going to be doing a nice family thing this weekend. But I did want to bug you a little bit about some NFL. I wanted to ask you first and foremost, when the article came out that really kind of pulled the curtains open on 1265 Lombardi up at Lambeau Field with Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson and Aaron Rodgers and all that kind of stuff, what was your reaction to all that?
Well, you know, There's somewhere between that article and the truth. Where that is, I don't know. Anytime you've been together a while and you've had the success, there's going to be any number of things in terms of what those relationships are, particularly when you're talking about someone with the magnitude of an Aaron Rodgers, where he stands in the league. Obviously, Mike McCarthy's success he's had as a coach. This is it's an ongoing, evolving relationship. I don't know that that was an accurate depiction of what's actually going on, but it would not be a surprise that obviously when you're talking about the personalities, the success, where they are, the time frame, I'm sure in Aaron Rodgers, you know, thinking, okay, how many years do I have left? A Mike McCarthy and the shelf life that a coach has in a given institution. And all the, you know, things that you talk about, that you're losing the locker room and your message gets stale, and all the conventional things that we talk about any coach that's been someplace as long as Mike McCarthy has been at Green Bay, that all tends to come out in the wash.
When something like that is exposed, now Mike McCarthy's no longer there and they've brought in a new head coach and there's different coordinators. The only guy that's really left standing for the most part is Aaron Rodgers. Is this something that once it's kind of like quieted down, is this just like the dust settling and you just move on? Or is this something you think that, once camp starts back up again, that is, you know, resurfaces, does it become bothersome? How do you handle something like that as a head coach?
No, you just move on. How many times do you see it? You know, you look at the New England Patriots. This is the gold standard, obviously, and Bill Belichick. And that organization is dealing with its own issues, in a separate manner, so to speak, with ownership and Mr. Kraft. And any organization that's going through some type of transition, you just, okay, this is where we are going forward. As you know, the mantra, who do we play this week? That's all we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's our task right now? It's training camp. All that stuff is peripheral. You hold it at arm's length. Has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do, with what we are doing now, getting ready for a season. And I'm sure you will hear similar mantras, similar quotes coming out of Green Bay, coming out of New England, coming out of, you know, any of the new teams that have new coaches that are going through the same, you know, the divorce from the previous regime and what's good and what's bad, what's going on in Arizona right now, and the unique situation of, you know, that organization having traded up to get a first-round pick at quarterback at number 11, and now they're transitioning, both with the coach and maybe the quarterback. And, I mean, you just, hey, this is where we are going now.
The Packers did make some moves in the offseason. They pick up Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. You know, they've picked up some guys that can help them in the defense, also going after Adrian Amos out of Chicago. They're not big moves, but they're veteran moves to bring in guys that kind of know this, that Mike Pettine, who did a wonderful job last year with what he had to work with because they had so many injuries on the defensive side of the football. It seems like they're, you know, I don't know how far away they are from getting back to the postseason, but it seems like they're really trying to address some of the holes that they had.
Sure, and that's what you do in free agency. Your biggest task in free agency, and learning this from Ozzie Newsome and all the years I was in Baltimore, is you try to address the things in free agency that don't tie your hands in the draft. That need is a terrible evaluator, and more mistakes are made out of convincing yourself that a player is better than he is because you have a particular need when it comes to the draft. So for them to address the areas that they feel like they needed to, as best you could, in free agency, we know Green Bay is not a huge free agent signing team. There'll be a couple more between now and then that frees you up, and you can see this now clears the way. There's a number of ways they could go with that number 12 pick. They could go with the tight end, maybe a Noah Font from Iowa. They could go with the defensive tackle, Ed Oliver. I mean, that those seems to be the names that when you go through these draft lists that that people are assigning to the Packers, whether that's true or not. They're going to have a lot of options, obviously at 12. So that would be a good thing, and that you can go whatever direction you need to, not based on what you don't have.
Talk with NFL Network analyst and also Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Matt LaFleur now comes in. He gets his arms around this organization a little bit. You have your first work with your team. All the dust is settling after the article. You know, Aaron Rodgers was very outspoken about it. But the bottom line is you're trying to get on the same page. So as a new head coach coming in with, say, a quarterback of Aaron Rodgers' stature, what are some of the first things you really need to concentrate on to try to, you know, lay the groundwork for?
Well, it is a partnership. You know, it was interesting. I had, when I was in Minnesota, we brought in Warren Moon, Hall of Famer Warren Moon, and clearly was at the point in his career where he had established himself to where, and I was a new young coordinator, so to speak. Warren and I were about the same age. I think he was just a little younger than I was. And clearly, and I give Warren great credit for this, because again, you're talking about a future Hall of Fame quarterback. And we were in a position, and my situation obviously was such that Warren could have come in and said, look, okay, this is what I do. Okay, mm-hmm. So you adapt. And I would have had to. I would have, you know, because that would have been the job of the coach, and to be a good coach, that's what you have to do. But I really appreciated when what came in, Warren said, look, and remember now, he was transitioning. He had made an entire career out of the run and shoot. So, you know, the 3-5-7-step drop, taking a snap from under center, taking the read, stepping up in the, these are things that, you know, he really hadn't done for a while. And so he could have easily said, oh, this is what I do and this is what I want you to adopt. Warren, and I give him great credit for being, he basically said, Coach, I'll do whatever you want. Just tell me what you want done. Just be specific. You gotta tell me exactly what it is. Can't be vague. It was his way of saying, look, don't be sheepish about saying this is what we want to do, but be specific. Tell me what I need to do and tell me how we're going to get there. And I can't imagine not being the same way. I'm sure Matt LaFleur has been with Aaron any number of times and said, okay, this is how I see it and this is what I want to do. Aaron's going to be the smart going, look, but this is the guy that's got to orchestrate it, so I got to kind of meet him halfway and we'll kind of piece this thing together. But you can't rely on ambiguity or being politically correct. You got to, okay, this is the way I see it. This, let's scrimmage it around and let's go forward together to create this kind of structure.
Real quick before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, the Packers schedule came out, and don't get me wrong, there's not, me being somebody that's not really fond of cold weather, I don't mind going to Lambeau Field in September, in late August, September and October and early into November. But did they actually do the Packers a little bit of a disservice by scheduling so many home games early on and only a couple of games and actually the cold weather that makes Lambeau Field Lambeau Field?
Well, I don't know. Everybody can look at their schedule and look at how this particularly – and then that is a unique, obviously, set of circumstances when you're talking about Lambeau Field and the weather and everything that goes with it. It's not the league's obligation – to put Green Bay in a situation where they can play to an advantage playing a lot at home simply because of the weather. You know, that's not what the league's job is. I think it's probably fairly even-handed. Obviously, the latter part, and to be in November and basically the month of December, to have just the two home games, you could certainly make that case, but it kind of is what it is, and I don't think they knowingly did – a disservice to Green Bay. It's just this is the way the schedule lays out. This year you don't happen to be at home in the cold weather. You know, I remember Aaron Rodgers talking with him sometime about that and the advantage when we were talking about in the playoffs going to, I think at the time they were either looking to go to San Francisco or maybe Dallas, some warm weather places. And we're talking to him about, oh boy, in the playoffs, wouldn't you really rather be in Green Bay, you know, in the weather and that advantage? And he goes, let me see, January, going someplace warm to play a game? I'm okay with that, you know. So even from the personal standpoint, even though there could be an advantage for Green Bay, not having to deal with that weather in December probably sounds pretty good to them, too.
Hey, Coach, one more thing, and I was remiss in not asking you this. There's been a lot of talk in this area about what time, because Aaron Rodgers just signs the new deal. We know he's getting a little bit older. He's 34, 35 years old, and he's going to be retiring probably in the next 5 to 7 years, you would assume. At what point do you start as a franchise say, we need to draft the guy that's going to be the backup? Now, it was a different circumstance when they drafted Aaron Rodgers because Brett Favre had already started contemplating retirement. So they needed Aaron Rodgers. But at what point do you start to say, hey, we may want to pick somebody up and start really trying to cultivate the next guy?
Well, you can do whatever you want from the second round on back and just take a guy. And as Green Bay has done, and obviously they did for Ronda Ron Wolf for a number of years, draft guys that actually turned out to, have some growth and maybe some trade ability. And maybe you hit on it to where all of a sudden you have the guy and you've taken a later round pick that's there and it's time for Aaron to move on and you feel like you have your guy. That's a perfect scenario. If you're talking about going out and getting a first round guy, no, you can't. I don't care who it is, how classy, how committed they are. You can't. You're just going to piss off an Aaron Rodgers. It's not going to go well. They'll be professional about it, but it's like what we're talking about Eli Manning and then maybe taking this kid Jones out of Duke. And because of the similar background, and Eli is such a classy guy, he'll handle it well. Yeah, he will, but it's not going to go well.
Right.
Because you're basically saying, look, we're starting the clock on you leaving. Now, yeah, help us develop this guy. It's not going to go well. So I can't see Green Bay doing that. In the first round, maybe you hit on one of these magical second, third, fifth, sixth round guys. But I can't see them taking a first round pick anytime in the next 3 or 4 years, not as long as Aaron Rodgers vitally thinks he wants to keep playing.
Hey, how's the sales over at X-Tech Pad? You guys into many of the teams again?
I tell you what, we're fast becoming the number one pad in the NFL, and it's gone great. We're in over 300 colleges. The league has really embraced it. And as you know, we've been talking about for a while, this is the way of the future. And particularly now for young people, like I said, we're in every NFL club. We're in teams, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, all in X-Tech Pad. Young people, you got young person, high school age player that's going to get into the game. You got to tech them. You got to go at X-Tech Pads on Instagram or xtechpads.com and check it out for the young people.
And make sure you use the promo code DRAFT right now. If you're going to go in there and check it out, you get 10% off. DRAFT is the promo code. Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
You as well.
Absolutely. There you go. Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been calling you, getting it done. You call them. You can get on their team. Great people over there at Schneider. Make sure you give them a buzz if you're looking to either switch teams or just get on a new team for yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.